Okay, today's daf is Gittin, daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. We just spoke about the Mishnah, about writing a get b'mechuba lekarkin. We had 2 days in the Gemara, whether that is going according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, and in terms of the Chasimos or the Ede Mesira. So let's pick up three lines from the bottom. Ksavo, continuing the Brisa. Ksavo al cheres shel atzitz nakuf. What happens? Sugyas are all about the different material that a get is written on. What if one writes a get on a flower pot? A cheres of an atzitz nakuv, a flower pot that is nakuv, that has a hole on the bottom, that is connected to the ground. As we know, various sugyas and shas discuss atzitz nakuv, atzitz she'eino nakuv, which by the Shem we'll talk about a little bit more. But here in the Hilchas Gittin, if somebody writes it, so the Gemara says kasher, it's okay. Why? D'shakil levi yavli nile. Because the man can write the get on the flower pot, just pick up the whole flower pot, and then give it to the woman. Right? No problem. The only shaila is going to be on the leaf in the atzitz nakuv, which we'll get to soon. But first, let's speak about the first line. If you wrote it on the cheres of the atzitz nakuv, two discussions the Rishonim have here. Number one, Tosfos earlier. Tosfos earlier on Daf Zayin had a machlokas between Rashi and themselves and Balei Tosfos. If somebody writes something in cheres, does it need to be nakuv? Because we know cheres comes from the ground. So one might say that cheres itself doesn't even need to be nakuv to be considered nakuv. And the whole discussion of nakuv in Shas is only by other materials, by wood and the like. So that's Rashi. Rashi earlier on Daf Zayin Mabeit said, when it talked about, remember the case of the boats, and you brought the dirt from Chutz La'aretz, and the question is whether there's a chiyuv shumus and maaseris of anything that is planted on the boat or not. Rashi says, Svina shel cheresi, the boat is of cheres, ve'eina tzrichal li nakev im ma'isu munachas bakarka. And the boat does not have to have a hole in it if it is munachas bakarka, because after all cheres does not need to have a hole in it, says the Gemara. And Tosfos there discussed that maybe that is not true, because if you look at our Gemara, says the Gemara, let's read Tosfos. Pirsh Bekutcha, Tesfina de la El Shel Cheres, Vein Etzrich Elinakev, Im Haisa Munachas Bekarka, Aval Atzit Shel Eitz Ba'i Nekiva. That was Rashi's case, only Eitz, but not Cheres. But Vakasha, he says, look at Chaf Aleph Mabez. In our case, it says, written on Cheres of an Atzitz Nakuv. If it's written on a Cheres Dafka atzitz nakuv, the Gemara says kasher mashma the cheres boi nekiva. Tosfos says just the opposite. Rabbi Tam says cheres needs a hole and wood does not need a hole. That is one machlokas lemaisa in terms of what are all the cases and shas of atzitz nakuv. Is it cheres or is it not? The other one that's more relevant for us is the Tosfos that we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shir, and that is we mentioned mechusin etzitz is a problem for Hilchas Gittin. If I'm going to write it on a tree and then cut the tree off and then give it to the Isha, that's not good enough, because you need Vakasa Vinasan. You just need writing and then giving. If there's any other process in between, so then that breaks up the Talich HaGerishin. But we mentioned 2 days in the Tosfos Sibur Maschul Yatza. What about if it's not Mechubar? It's just connected to a large parchment, and I'm going to cut off a piece of the parchment and give it. Is that also a problem of Mechusar Ketitza or not? The question is, the machlokes there is how to understand this line of the Gemara. Because you're going to write it on the cheres of an atzitz nakuv. So that's considered semi-connected to the ground. Because it's nakuv. And yet, the Gemara says, kosher, no problem. So, is this a raya one way or the other? So you might say, well, this is a raya that even if you're going to have to do some type of cutting afterwards, so then it's okay. It's not called ketitza, because you see here, you could give it. It's not a problem of chusar ketitza or not. Or do you say dafka here because it's not really connected? It's just the airspace. But if it would really be something that you have to cut, right? That is a question. The Ran here discusses as an important formulation on Yud Amid Beis. So he quotes this question. He says, don't you have to pick it up? And then that's called detaching, and therefore it's a problem. So it's Venichali, says the Ron, beautiful. Diafagab devadai deleinyin Shabbos tole shave. You're right, if there's an atzitz nakuv. And remember, an atzitz nakuv means there's a hole in the bottom, but it's not dafka connected by the roots into the ground. It's the air, the nourishment, we assume, might go through, the nutrients might go a little bit through the air. It's sitting on the ground, but the roots are not connected yet. But that's still called Tala Shvil HaShabbos, because it's considered touching the ground and connected. The Avagav Devadil Inyan Shabbos Tole Shave Afilu Hachi Le'inyan Gittin Lo Mikri Mechusa Tlisha. Mechalik between Shabbos and Gittin. It's not called lacking cunning. Why? Lefisha osa tlisha eina nikeres klal. Ve'eno tzarech maisa acher. Ela osa maisa ba'atzmo. I pick it up and I give it to the woman. I don't have to take out a knife or a scissors and cut it and then give it. That's ketzitza, where it'll be a special cutting. But here it's one act. I pick it up and I give it. Osa maisa ba'atzmo. She'yesh lo lasos ba'atzitz. She'eno nakuv. Whether it's nakav or ain't nakav, I'm doing the same thing in terms of Hilchas Gittin. And that's why it's not going to be called Ketzitza for Hilchas Gittin, even though for Hilchas Shabbos, it could be called Tlisha for that area. Again, this is another example, I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago, Melechas Machsheves, Hilchas Shabbos being more Chamor than Hilchas Gittin. Right, we said most of the examples given is a kula in Hilchas Shabbos. It's not called a maisa in Hilchas Shabbos, even though it is called a maisa elsewhere. Makalkel, misasig, malacha shen, srikhala, gufa, shinui, groma. In many other areas of halacha, you might say it is called a malacha, but at Shabbos you have a higher standard. It has to be thought out expert word. Malachas machshavas. Malachas umanvan, as the unkelis says in Vayakel. But there are a few examples. We mentioned Baba Kama Daf Samach, and here's another one, where this act is called an act for Hilchas Shabbos. It's called Ketzitza Tlisha, but for Hilchas Nesina Saget, it's not, because it's not Nikar. And it's not recognizable as a separate act, so therefore it would not be called Mechusar Ketzitza. So Hilchas Shabbos, what Tlisha Midra? Well, if it's Atzitz, well, we'll talk about it. Well, we're not going to get there. Atzitz, Atzitz She'eno Nakuv is for sure at most you're not going to get more than a Durabanan. Atzitz Nakuv, the question is, the roots, right, it's discussed. We discussed the Rambam a couple weeks ago, that even Tzchayev, moving it onto a tripod, it could be even Chayev Daraisa for Tolish. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now further. So if you write it on the cheres, on the pot of the atzitz nakuv, then it's kosher, because you just pick that up and give it, and it's not an issue of ketzitza. Al aleshel atzitz nakuv. But what if you write it? I'm sorry, just one Rashi I wanted to read. The bottom Rashi. The shakale lekule atzitz v'yein ka mechuser ketzitza. He also says it's not mechuser, but explains it differently than the Ran. V'yein lachush shem yishaver hacheres v'yitein lachaticha. And we're not nervous that you're just going to take off a part of the cheres and give it. No, we think you're just going to pick up the whole thing. We don't have to be choshes that you're going to cut a piece off. And then it would be a problem of mechusar ketzitza. Rashi seems to be holding like that day in Tosfos, that if you're going to cut a piece, even if it's not mechubar, it would be a problem of mechusar ketzitza. But we're not worried about that, says Rashi. Good. But what if you wrote it back to the Gemara on aleshel's atzitz nakuv? What if you wrote it on a leaf itself? So then, are we nervous that you're just going to cut off the leaf because you're not going to want to destroy your whole plant? So Abaya Amar Kasher, Rava Amar Pasul. Abaya Amar Kasher, Rava Abaya says, it's kosher. Why? To give a get that way to Shakil Levi Yavli Nila. Because you're just going to give the whole thing. You're going to take the whole latzitz and you're going to give her a flower pot, right? As a form of gerushin. Rava Amar Pasul, Gzeira Shema Yiktom. Rava says, no, if it's a flower pot, so you give the whole flower pot. But if you wrote it on a leaf, so we're nervous that you might come to just, you want to keep your flower, the whole plant, so you're just going to cut off the leaf. And therefore, it'll be ketzitza min hamechubar, and that is a problem, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. So what happens if you lemaisa do it? So that's a question. When the Rabbanan knock out this derech gerushin, do they knock it out totally so that it's not there anymore? Or are you divorced midaraisa and you just violated an iser derabbanan? But machlokas abayin rava, and of course we pass in like rava, this is not one of the alkagams, so we pass in pasul that one shouldn't, at least one shouldn't, and maybe one can't, divorce in that way. Good. We continue. Once we're on the topic of atzitz, we continue. Atzitz shel echad vizraim shel acher. What if there's a flower pot, and the pot is owned by one person, but the seeds inside are owned by someone else? So how do they do kinyanim with each other? What if the one who owns the pot wants to sell to the Baal Zeraim, to the one who has the seeds inside? So you want to do a kinyan on the atzitz. So the atzitz is metaltalin. The atzitz is movable items. And we know how are movable items nikne, kiven shemashach kana. You do kinyan mashicha. You pull it and you lift it. So that itself is a kinyan. And that, then the Baal Zeram now also owns the atzitz. But machar Baal Zeram the Baal atzitz, what about the other way? The one who owns the seeds wants to sell it to the Baal atzitz. So how does he sell the seeds? And the Gemara is assuming the seeds have the status of karka. They're not metaltalin anymore. They're in the ground, so it's like karka. So we know how you kona karka. The Mishnah says a kiddushin, kesef, shtar, and chazaka. One of the three. You can't pull karka. Most of the time it's because it's impossible to pull karka. But the Gemara, as we're going to see here, seems to say that even if you might have a case of movable karka, the kinyanim and metaltalin also do not work. So the Gemara says, Ma charbal zron lebal atzitz, lo kanav ache yachzik bizraim. You have to do a kinyan chazaka on the seeds. You have to do something actually in the seeds, right? Kesef. And we're talking about there was no kesef given, because that also would work, right? Rashi says, on top, zra'im have a mechubarim, v'dina kekarka, v'niknim bekesef b'shtarol b'chazaka. You got to do one of the three darke kinyanim for karka. Ad sheyachzik. And what's kinyan chazaka? Kinyan chazaka generally means where you use it in the normal way that something is used. Right? Hishtamshus. So what does chazaka of the karka mean? You dig, you hoe, right? That's kinyan chazaka in the karka. So if you have to do something with the seeds, you have to flip over the seeds and dig a little bit. Ubidelo yohad mos kamayri. And Rashi also adds in that you didn't pay money, because money would also work for buying the zra'im. So here, the Baal zra'im is selling to the Baal atzitz, so then the Baal atzitz has to do a kinyan chazaka in the zra'im. Lo kana ashi yachzik bizra'im. Stop there for a moment. So as we mentioned, the Achronim point out here, the Nesivus points it out in Simen Kuf Sadi Aleph, that you see from here, even if there is karka that is movable, you can't move kinyanim of metaltalin. Like you would have thought, Meshicha should work. And that's why he has a problem, the Nesivus, has a problem with the Ramah. Because the Ramah in Hilchus Avadim, Kuf Tzadi Vav, the Ramah says, Eved Kenani, Dino kekarka, liknei, nikne bekesef, o bishtar, o bechazaka, o bekinyin sudar. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Kesef or chazaka or chalipin, which we mentioned, that's the universal kinyin. Chalipin can work for karka or metaltalin. It's interesting that the Mishnah and Kiddushin that list off the kinyanim don't list chalipin. They list off kesef, shar, chazaka for karka and meshicha for metaltalin. Where's chalipin? It's left off, but it's always used. It's the generic kinyan. Interesting, not for now. But then the Ramah adds in, v'nikna gamkein b'meshicha. An eved could also be nikna b'meshicha. Ask the Nesivus, why? Our Gemara, Gittin Chav Beis, establishes that if you have somebody that has the halacha of karka, then you cannot use the kinyan of metaltalin. And therefore, these zrayim, right, you want to lift it, you want to pull it, it doesn't work. So how can the Ramah say, you want to pull a vadim, it's going to work? Right, Tama ha Evid is kishla karka. Right, and then the Pnei Yeshua asked this question in Kiddushin. He quotes the Pnei Yeshua, and he says, "They ain't done an efshar mishi'i efshar." Okay, you might have said that karka is impossible to pull. That's why the kinyanim don't work. But if you have a halachic a pullable karka, it should work. But it says the Nesivus, v'kashuli, look in Gittin Chav Beis. What do you see? Alma to karka after efshar b'mishicha lo nikne b'mishicha. So therefore, I don't understand the Ramah, and he says, maybe the answer is the other answer of the Pnei Yeshua. So you have to look in Kiddushin for the other answer of the Pnei Yeshua, where the Pnei Yeshua quotes that maybe, even though the Gemara says, Avadim Hukish Lekarkos, it's not totally Hukish Lekarkos. And Avadim have some elements of Metaltalin, and some elements of Karka. Our Gemara is about Zroim. Seeds in the ground, that's Mamish Karka. And that's why Kinyani Metaltalin would not work. But maybe the Ramah understands when we say Evet Hukash Lekarkos, it doesn't mean full. It means regarding the Kinyanim of Karka also work on an Evet. But it's not excluding the Kinyanim of Metaltalin. So that's how you might have to answer for this. Right? The quoting the footnote here of the Nesivus, they quote the Chazonish, also gives a type of chilek that maybe when it comes to an Evid, there's a difference between what type of Meshicha are you doing. By an Evid, he still has his feet on the floor, so is mechal. You try to have to be mechal between Eved and Zrayim. But that is the Nesivus Hara on our Gemara. So back to our Gemara. So we spoke about if you want to buy the Atzitz, if you want to buy the Zrayim. We continue now. Atzitz v'Zrayim Shalechad. What if they're both owned by one person? I own a flower pot. And Umachram La'acher. I own a gardening shop, and I sell it to someone. Hechzik b'tzraim. So now, how is he kona it? How is he kona the atzitz and the zraim? Says the Gemara, hechzik b'zraim, kona atzitz. If he does chazak, if he digs in the zraim, then automatically he's kona the flower pot in which it is situated. Why? That's an unusual type of kinyan agav. Kinyan agav, we know the Gemara Mishnah tells us, if I buy karka, if I'm kona karka, then agav, the karka, along by dint of being kona the karka, I can be kona the metaltalin as well, going along with it. So here, I'm kona the zroyim. Usually the karka is much bigger and more, something more chashuv, but here's the opposite. It's the inside the flower pot. So by being kona the flower pot, inside the zroyim, I'm sorry, then I'm also kona the flower pot. The zui shashaninu, and this is exactly what is the Mishnah in Kiddushin, nechasin she'en la'machrayis, niknim in nechasim she'ish la'machrayis, metaltalin can be niknim with karka, bekesef pishtaru bechazaka. Once I do the kinyin chazaka, the kinyin on the karka, whatever halachali is karka, then the metaltalin go along with it. One more line, but what about the opposite? Hechzik ba'atzitz. What if I was machzik on the atzitz? Right, I picked up the flower pot. So the Gemara says, "Af atzis lo kana." She asks, "Like this rhyme are not mine yet. I have to do something with this rhyme. I have to take the plant. I have to play with the plant a little bit. I have to put some shape it. Do something with a plant in order to be kona the plant. Because being kona the metal, you don't have an opposite agav. If I'm kona metaltalin, I'm not automatically kona the karka that goes with it. Tosfos here has a suffix. Whether this kinyan agav is similar to general kinyan agav. Tosfos hechzik bezroim kana atzitz tzarech iyun im tzarech lomar agav ukni kamo ba'alma. Do you have to say the normal when we say kinyan agav? Usually, you have to announce it. You have to say be kona this agav this. Do you have to say that here? Kidamrinan beperek akama dikidushin oshema. Do you have to say that oshema achalot tzarech? Oh, here there's no need. The kivan the tzarech atzitz lizroim batel agav zroim. Maybe here is different because the flower pot exists for the flowers for the zroim inside. This isn't like a regular case of agav where you have a piece of land and you have a bicycle. Right, and you want to be kona, what has nothing to do with the other? It's two separate items. So in order to be mitzarif them, in order to connect them through the kinyan, so I might have to say, be kona this agav that. That connects the two. But here, they're inherently connected. Right, the zroim are in the atzitz. So maybe you don't even have to say that, because it's memela. Similarly, says Tosfos, l'chein gavi shtar. If you're kona with a shtar about the karka, that also might be connected. Or the star is just about, it's an extension of the araf, and therefore you wouldn't need it. Tosfos is a suffik. If the two items involved in an agav have a special connection between them, maybe you don't have to declare and connect them through your language. That's agav ukni. And this might relate to the general question of the achronim about how to view kinyan agav. The hakira of the achronim is when I'm kona the karka and agav the metaltalin. So what does that mean? Does that mean that my kinyan on the karka also works for a kinyan on the metaltalin? I'm kona, I dig in the ground, so the bicycle also goes along with it. It's like I'm doing a maisa kinyan on the bicycle. Is that how it works? Or no? Or if I do a maisa kinyan on the karka, the chiddush of agav is the metaltalin don't need a kinyan. It's not that the kinyan also works on there. How can you say that it works on there? You can't do a kinyan chazaka on metaltalin. So it must be, the other approach is that, no, once it's defined as tafel to the karka, once it's defined as secondary, so the memela, it does not need a kinyan. Mashal amada vadoma, same question is asked by Hilchos Brachos, ikar v'tafel. Right, when I make a bracha on the cereal, and I don't make a bracha on the milk, so is it because my mizonos is going on the milk also? Usually milk requires a shahakol. But if milk is a tafel to a mizonos, the mela, my bracha on the ikar, works as a bracha on the tafel as well. and I don't have to make a separate bracha. Even, the poskim say, even the milk left over in the bowl, after I finish, I can drink it up and not make a new bracha. Unless I pour an extra milk from the start because I want to make sure that I have a lot left over to drink afterwards. So then you'd probably have to make a shahakol on the milk. But regular ikavatafel. So do I say that my mizonos is working on the milk? Well, of course not. You can't make a mizonos on milk. It never works. But the chiddush of ikavatafel is, the mishnah at the end of the sixth parak in brachas, that if you make a bracha on the ikar, a tafel does not need a bracha. Brachas, Rabbanim, we're only misaking brachos on ikar items. But once something is tafel, so then it does not require a bracha. And that's why, you know, the poskim say, sometimes we have an attitude, I'll make a bracha, it's okay. Just to be safe, I'll make a bracha. No, not just to be safe. If it's tafel, it doesn't get a bracha, and therefore you're making a bracha shein esricha. It's an unneeded bracha, and I'm not allowed to just make a bracha. If there's a real suffik in halacha, and I've researched, and I'm not exactly sure, and there's a question, so then you already have maybe you focus on each one as an ikker. But if I'm just doing it out of ignorance, and I just don't know, so that could be a bracha shein esricha. The Gemara says that befeirus at the beginning of the parak. Right? I can't just say a shahakol out of ignorance. I can't just make two brachas out of ignorance. I have to research Hilchos Brachas and know what to do. So again, and there are nafkaminas in Hilchos Brachas, and there are nafkaminas in Hilchos Kinyan Agav as well. How that works. Is it the Maisa Kinyan that's working, or you don't even need it? This is Machlokas Ramam Raivit. What if the item is on the karka? The bicycle that I want to be kona also is on the piece of land. Do you have to say lechaz agav kni, like Tosis's question? So there's a machlokas rishonim, Ramam Raivin. Maybe if it's on there, you don't have to say it. It's a machlokas. So which way does that work? If it's the Maisa Kinyan of A is also working as the Maisa Kinyan of B, so then you might say that if it's on there, then you don't need to say it because it's already physically connected. Only if it's not there, you want to extend the Maisa Kinyan, so then it has to, then you have to say it. But if it's Memela, then why should it have to, right, even if it's not there? The way that you're saying it's Batel is based saying the Agav. There are other Nafkaminas as well, but that is the, a discussion. If you look in the Pre-Moshe, in his, chapter on Kinyan Agav, he says at the end, he thinks that you have to say both. You can't say the chakira one or the other because there are problems with each shita by itself. And at the end of his piece, he says, "I think both would work out." Lo shayach lo marshe betalin mamish lekarka v'lo boy shum kinyan v'chein lo shayach b'stama da kinyan joseh b'karka molach lo metaltalin. You can't say both. You can't say either or. Elaheos umach shivin es hametaltalin. You say, he formulates, he says, what's the metaltalin? They're called tafel to the karka, and they're an extension of the karka, so mamela, the king of the karka, could work on them. So he puts together both formulations, which he feels is the real MS. Kinyan Agav is working through both ideas. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. So that finishes up the issues of Kinyan Agav a little bit, and Atzitz. Now we get related, once we're talking about Atzitz and plants and growths, we talk a little bit about a sugya that also comes up a number of places in Shas, and that is, you have a tree whose roots are in one area and whose branches overhang into a different area. Right, the question we're going to ask is, our Gemara says, Nakfo ba'aretz v'nofo b'chutz la'aretz. You have a tree that's right next to the border. The tree is in Eretz Yisrael, and the nof, or nukvo, or even if it's in a flower pot, the nekev, the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, and the nof is in Chutz La'aretz. So what is the halacha? So there are many, just to quote, the Mishnah in Maaseres is really the basis, the beginning of this whole discussion, because there it quotes many areas of halacha. Right? One might say, how many places does it come up? Okay, there's a border. How many places in halacha does a border make a difference? So the Mishnah in Maaseres first discusses, what about if you have a tree in your chatzer, and the fruit are hanging outside of your chatzer? That's why this is in Hilchos Maaseres, because we know if you have a tree out in the field, you're allowed to snack on it before taking Trumas and Maaseres. It's not if I could eat one at a time out there, and now, because there's no chiyuv yet, right? It's not until Gemar Malacha. But the Mishnah is described, there are a number of events that create Gemar Malacha, that give chashivas to the fruit, and memelu yet take off Trumas and Maaseres right away. On a Drabbanan level, if you cook it, if you sell it, Shabbos, or Chatzer. If I bring it into my Chatzer, so memelu I have to take off Trumas and Maaseres. So what happens if it's growing in my Chatzer? What if it's growing in my Chatzer, but it's hanging outside my Chatzer? So, what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says, Te'ena shiyomedes tachatzer, v'note lagina, it's in my yard, but it's hanging out. Ochel kedarko, putter. right? If I'm potter, because you go by the nof, you go by where it's hanging. Omedes beginim not al chatzer, o chalachas achas potter. Same thing, you go by it's considered in the chatzer. Vimsirev chayiv, if you have a bunch together, you're chayiv. But then, the Mishnah says, omedes ba'aretz v'not al chutz la'aretz, bu chutz la'aretz not al aretz. Our case, what if it's hanging, it's on the border of Eretz Yisrael? Hakol holech, acher ha'ikar. Says the Mishnah for Hilchos Shumas and Maaseres, it goes by where the roots are. Next, where else might this come up? Ubibate Arechoma. What about Bate Arechoma? Walled cities, non-walled cities. We know the halachas from the end of Sefer Vayikra. The different rules about walled city, you have a year to redeem it, and then you have to, and then it goes, it's nechlat to the buyer, all different halachas. There, it goes after the Iker. Ube Are Miklat. Ear Mikla, what about somebody who killed Bishogi, jumps into the branches of a tree that's in Ari Mikla, but the branches are outside Ari Mikla. Is he protected? Is that called, could the Gol Adam kill him if he's in the branches? What about the opposite? If he's on the trunk outside, so that's also Holich Achar Hanof, Ubi Yerushalayim. What if it's on the border of Yerushalayim? Maiser Sheni, am I allowed to eat it there? Kachim Kalim. So, Hakol Olech Achar Hanof. So, every area of Halacha, right here in the Mishnah, in the end of the third parak in Maiseres, discusses Trumas and Maiseres, Ari Miklat, Eretz Yisrael, Bate Erechoma. So, here too, we have the discussion. So, here we go. So, you have an Atitz that is on the border, and it's in Eretz Yisrael, and its branches hang out, and the fruit hangs out to Chutz Laretz. Abaya Amar Basa Nikvo Aslinen. Abaya says, you go after the Nekev. And therefore, in this case, it would be chayiv. It would be chayiv in all the mitzvos, hatluyos, ba'aretz. Rav Amar Basar, no fazlina, no, it's hanging outside, so it would be pater from Eitzus min HaTorah, it's considered chutz la'aretz. Says the Gemara, bid da ashrosh, if there were actual roots that came out. Look at Rashi on bid da ashrosh. Chutz la'nekev, bitoch karka eretz Yisrael, if the roots went out into the ground, right, because even what's the contrast? There were roots, but it didn't go out. That's the low ashrish. But ashrish means there were roots, and now it's mamish connected. If there were roots, so kuliyam lo pligi, that's not a machlokas. That for sure is being nourished by the land of Israel, and therefore even Rava would say that you would be chayiv in that case. Ki pligi, but the low ashrish. The machlokas is where there were no roots that were sticking into the ground. So that's the question, that's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Says the Gemara, but the Ashrish lo pligi. Really? If it had taken root, there is no machlokas. Everybody would agree there that it goes basar ha'ikar, but v'atnan. We learned it in Mishnah in Baba Mitzia. Shte gino zu al gavzu. Imagine two gardens. An upper garden and a lower garden. And one is next to the other one, and there is a side garden that is connecting in between the two. And there are things growing horizontally out of the side garden. So who owns that? So officially, let's say I own the upper one. So it's my dirt, but it's in the lower one's airspace. So whose garden is that? Whose fruit is that? So shteki no zu'al gavzu v'yarek bein tayim. And there are vegetables growing in between on the horizontal. Rabbi Meir Omer shel Elyon. Rabbi Meir says it belongs to the upper one. The havamin is because we go by the ikar, where it's growing. V'Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel Tachto. No, it goes by the lower one because you go by where it's growing, where the fruit actually are. So wouldn't this be the same machlokas if it's on the border and the tree is overhanging somewhere else? So isn't that the same machlokas? You go by the ikar, you go by the nof. Machlokas Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, even in a case of ashrish, right? So that's a problem with what we just said. So the Gemara says, no, that Mishnah in Baba Metzia has a specific reason for the machlokas. Hasam because it's Tani Taima. Amr Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the upper one wins. Why? Mam Yirtza Elyon Litolas Afaro Ein Kan Yarek. If I decide to take out all the dirt, so it's not going to grow, and therefore it's mine. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Mam Yirtza Tachton Lamala says Ginaso Afar Ein Kan Yarek. If I decide to fill up my hole garden with dirt, you're not going to have any airspace. So therefore, says the Gemara, that case is not relevant because it's a separate svaris for the machlokas. Interesting. So they're arguing about, I mean, part of it, at least in the Havamina, was what's the ikker ingredient here? What's making it grow? Is it the soil? Is it the air? This is the exact mashal that the Maharal uses to explain Elu ve'elu Debre Elokim Chayim. Right, the Mara, we know the Ritva says in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, right? We, the other place, right? We had one place of Elu ve'Elu. We had it here in the Pesachta, right? Remember the case of Rav Aviatar meets Eliyahu Navi. What's Hashem doing? Oh, he's discussing Pilagish Megiva. Earlier on Daf Zayin, Daf Ches, right? We was at the Vavim Abeis. Vavim Abeis, Elu ve'Elu, Dibri Elokim Chayim. So, what does that mean? There are multiple truths in halacha. So, the Ritva in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel quotes the Chachmei Tsarfas, which is very interesting, that he, the Ritva, one of the great Chachmei Svarad, Dafke in this sugya, quotes the Chachmei Tsarfas, and he says, what does this mean? Elu ve'elu. So he quotes the Medrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, he got Memtes Panim Latami, Memtes Panim Latayer, right, opposite Svaras, and he said it's up to the Chachmei Dor, Shebechol Dor Vador, to be able to decide what the halach is. And Moshe says, Ad Kan? And he says, yes, figure it out. So what does that mean? What does it mean that there could be multiple truths? So the Ritva gives the mashal of a tree. The Ritva says, if you ask five people on the street, what makes a tree grow? One person will say the soil. One person will say the sun. One person will say the nutrients in the atmosphere. One person will say water. Right? Everybody will say something different. Who's right? They're all right. It all depends on perspective and different elements and different ingredients. The question is, what do I consider the ikur ingredient, the ikur nutrient? That's what the machlokas is. And that might depend on my perspective and my understanding of how it works. And we might view it the same way, but have different ideas. Says the Ritva. That's exactly what's going on here. Part of it, it's the roots or it's the airspace. But the Maharal says, that's Elu ve'Elu, Dibri Elokim Chayim. You have to decide what's the Ikar, and this is mostly Mutter, this is mostly Usser. What's the most defining element? Right, that Gemara in Erevin says, there was a Talmud that came up with 49 Svaras to be Matar Asheretz. Right, even though we know Asheretz is one of the Avos Atumos. So there are Svaras, Lakan, but this is the exact Mashal that the Maharal gives. And the Achronim also say that Torah is called a Shira. What's a shira? A shira is a song. Picture an orchestra. And the orchestra has all different instruments. You have a tuba and a violin and a trombone and a French horn and all these different. If you listen to any one of them separately, it doesn't sound like anything. Only Dafka with all of them together, that's the symphony. That's the symphony altogether. That's all the different dais. All the different dais in Elu ve'Elu, in the world of Torah. Right, so that creates the symphony of Torah, as Torah is called a Shira at the end of the Torah. Good. So let's continue back to Halacha. V'akati, continues the Gemara. Bita Ashrish lo pligi, still. Back to what you're going to try again. If it's taken root, there's no machlokes. So we try the Mishnah B'Metzia, that didn't work. But V'atanya, we have the following brisa. Elon, Mixaso Barat and Mixaso Bachutzlaret. What if you have a tree on the border and the roots are in both? The roots are in both, right? Not like what we said. The roots are in one and the nof hangs over. You have a tree that's actually on the border. Teva Vachulin Mu'uravin Zebazed, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says every fruit is being nourished by both, and therefore, yeah, it's mixed. It's Tevel and Chulin are Mu'urav. L'may nafkamina. Rashi explains, I can't take Otrumus and Maisers from anywhere else except from this tree. Because this might be Pater, this might be Chayev. And you can't take off in a Pater ala Chayev or in a Chayev ala Pater. So you have to take off Trumus and Maisers from this tree for this tree. Because it's mixed up. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no. Hagadol b'Chayev, Chayev. V'hagadol b'Pater, Pater. Whatever grew in the state of Chayev on the side of Eretz Yisrael is Chayev. And whatever grew on the other side is Pater. So, my love, what's the case talking about? Aren't we talking about a case of mixas nofo ba'aretz u mixas nofo b'chutz la'aretz? Are the branches overhanging on each side also? And therefore, this is a case of ashrish, and you still see there's a machlokas whether you go after the nof or not. Rabbi Shagam Leo says you go after the nof. And Rabbi says you don't go after the nof. So you see there's a machlokas even in a case of ashrish. Answer? Lo, mixas sharashin ba'aretz u mixas sharashin b'chutz la'aretz. No, here you have the roots in both. Keep that in mind, right? And therefore, my time of the Reb Shimon Gamliel, why does he say that if the roots were both, you go after the leaves? The Mifsik Tsunma, there's a rock underneath the ground, and the roots are not going to the other side. So therefore, we can assume that whatever nourishment came from the branches on the Chutz La'aretz side came from the roots on the Chutz La'aretz side, and the Eretz Yisrael side to the Eretz Yisrael side. So my time at the Rebbe. So then what's the Svar of Rebbe then, if the roots are separated by a rock? Dahadri Arvi. Because once they get up into the one trunk, the nutrients all mixed together. But my kamitfagi, mar savar avira mevalbel, one says the avir, the tree that's in the avir, then mixes everything up, the nutrients, and therefore it's all mu'urav zebazeh. Umar savar, hailuchu dekar va'aluchu dekar. If the roots are separated, that even when they get into the trunk, it's going to be separated. Stop there for a moment. Question. Ask the Vilna Gaon, the Gra asks on Shulchan Aruch, understand what the whole shaila is here, where the roots are growing. When is the chiyuv of shumas and maestros? As we just alluded to, when there's gemar malacha. When we do gemar malacha, when we do meruach, when we make a pile of the fruit, and then, you know, that's when there's gemar malacha. So what's the whole shaila of where it's growing in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael? If you take fruit from Chutz La'aretz and you bring them into Eretz Yisrael, and you do gemar malacha there, you're going to be chayiv in shumas and maestros. Right? And if you take them outside, you're going to be pater in shumas and maestros. So what's the whole shaila about when things grow and when things don't grow? That's the Gra's shaila. Just wait till Gemar Malacha. So the Gra says, our case must be talking about fruit that don't need Gemar Malacha. There are certain types of unique fruit that you don't have Gemar Malacha, and therefore, that's what it must be talking about. He's stuck. But he does note, maybe this Gemara has something to do with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has a very unique shita, which all the Achronim get into and discuss. The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Beis. The Rambam says, Peros Chutz La'aretz, Shenichlusu La'aretz, Chayavin B'chala. You have Chutz La'aretz fruit. Chutz La'aretz wheat that you brought into Eretz Yisrael, you ground and you made into a dough in Eretz Yisrael, Chayiv D'oraisa in Chala, the Rambam says. Chayiv, Shenemar Shama, Shama Atem Chayavim Bein Beperos Aretz Bein Beperos Chutz La'aretz. Fine. Next line. V'im Nikva'u L'maiser B'yad Yisrael Akar Shenichlusu La'aretz. What if you brought Chutz La'aretz fruit in and you did Gemar Malacha and the Chiyuv of Shumas and Maestros in Eretz Yisrael? Rambam says, Chayavim B'maestros Midivrehem. Your Chayiv Midirabbanan in Shumas and Maestros. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask everyone, what's the chilek between Chala and Shumas and Maestros? The Rambam says, if you bring stuff from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, buy Chala if you do the Gemar Malacha, which is the kneading, making it into a dough, you're going to be Chayiv D'oraisa in Chala. But by Shumas and Maestros, if you do the Gemar Malacha, you're only going to be Chayiv D'rabbanan in Chala. So the Kesef Mishnah rereads the Rambam. He says, either you have to say the last word in the Halacha, Midivrahim is going on both, read the whole halacha. Even by chala, it means midivrehem. It means to read rabbanan, which is difficult, maybe. Or doesn't really mean really. It's both daraisa. In the case of rabbanan, means really you did gemar malach in chutz la'aretz and then brought it into Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam is referring to. And that would also be rabbanan by chala if you made it into a dough in chutz la'aretz and then brought it into Eretz Yisrael. So that the Kesef Mishnah cannot fathom a distinction between chala and shumas and maestros, and therefore he has to reread the Rambam. If you look in Reb Chaim in the Gracha Al Rambam, right here, he says no. There's a major distinction between the Chiv of Chala and the Chiv in Shumas and Maestros. The Chiv of Chala has nothing to do with the growth of the plant. Nothing. It's purely, what's the Mechayiv of Chala? Gilgal Isa. That's it, making it into a dough. It depends where that is. If that's done in Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayiv D'oraisa, period. That's where the Chiv is. What's the Chiv of Shumas and Maestros? The Chiv of Shumas and Maestros, says the Reb Chaim, is the Gidol, Hava Shlish. Then there is a Tznai. Hava Shlish is Mechayiv in Shumas and Maestros as long as once Gemar Malacha is done. Gemar Malacha, though, is not part of the ingredient. It's more of a condition that is required. So therefore, even if you have that condition that's required done in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be chayiv in Shumas and Maestros midaraisa, because the real chilek is the chiyuv. It was nizgadel b'chiyuv. That's what he says. Oh nira, to be'emes lo dami ikar chiyuv at the Shumas and Maestros, the chiyuv at the chala. The chala ikar chiyuv ahu ayde maisa gilgul. The chol din chala toli b'shem isa. Masha'enkein b'Shumas and Maestros, ikar chiyuv amubarak mikolach din gidulam. Ukedechziv bekra degancha umaisa hameiruach urak davar hamaakev bechiyuva the shumas and maestros avalod deikra chiyuv nase aide hameiruach. That's a whole new understanding of, you know, meseches maestros and all the sugyas of meiruach. Meiruach is not it's chayav shumas and maestros after meiruach, after gemar malacha, after you make a nice pile. That's not because the meiruach gemar malacha is the what created it. That's fulfilling the condition. So now the growing is allowed to be Mechayiv and Shumas and Maestros, right? Why is that? So that's not for us. right? That's the, we always say the, a lot of the brisker chakiras are descriptive. And not, why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided. That's why. But we describe the distinction, but we didn't really give a why, but that's the chilek between Chala and Trubis and Maestris, and that's the chilek for the Rabbah. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, getting back to Ilchas Gittin, the Cholo. From that, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, in the Mishnah, you can't write it on paper that is able to be forged. Niyar Machuk or Diftera, because that's Yochol Lehizdayef. What's diftera? So here's the Gemara. Amar b'chiyeh bar asi b'shmei de'ula. Gimel orosim. There are three unprocessed parchments. Rashi points out, klaf is not mentioned here. That's the fourth type. That's totally finished, developed, producing parchment. But that's not here. There are three underdeveloped. Matzah, chifa, v'diftera. Matzah, kemashma'o. V'lo maliach, v'lo kamiach, v'lo adlo afetz. Right, matzah is not processed at all. You didn't salt it, you didn't put flour, some flour substance on it, and you didn't put gallnut juice on it. Right, nothing. It's totally raw parchment. L'may hilchasa, so why is it important to know that? L'otzah Shabbos, right, for hilchas Shabbos, if I carry this out. V'kama shiuro, k'dektani Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, k'dei lotzur mishkal k'tana, to wrap up a little weight, v'kama amar abaya ki riva deriva, to papadisa, a tiny little weight. Okay, that's why. That one's important. Chifa de maliach v'lokamiyach v'loafitz. The first thing is done. The salty substance was put on it, but not the flour and not the gulnuts. L'mayilchaz alotzah Shabbos. Also for the shear of Shabbos. V'kama shiura k'detznan. Or k'dei lasos kamiya. Enough leather in order to write a kamiya, an amulet, on. And diphtera is almost there, but not fully. De maliach v'kamiyach v'loafitz. It was salted, it had flour, but it didn't have the uffits, the gallnut juice. It wasn't processed and treated with that. L'mayilchazol otzah Shabbos, v'kama shi'uro k'dei lichtov alav es haget, in order to write a get on it. So these are the three shi'urim. Two or three interesting haras. Number one, the gra. The gra notes on Shulchan Aruch, again, in Tafnun Hay and Arachayim, quoting Rishonim. It's really a rush. The rush says there is a minhag. There is a minhag not to put salt in your matzah that you make for Pesach. Not to put salt in. There's also a minhag of not dipping salt, the matzah's mitzvah, into salt. You want dafka the mitzvah. But the Ramah quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Tafnun Hay and Ilchus Pesach, Shulchan Aruch, Noag in Shlo Litein Melach B'matzah. V'nach, this is in the matzah. This isn't just dipping it at your table. But not to put it in the matzah. V'nachon adavar. The Shulchan Aruch says it is good. Why? Because the melach, maliach is kimevusho, maliach kiroseach, there's some yaradeh issues that salting might cause some problems, and therefore it's left out. Where do you see that in Shas? So the Rosh, and the Gra quotes it, right, our Gemara. Matzah, lo maliach, v'lo kamiach, v'lo afetz. Right, no, not salted. That's called matzah. So others say it doesn't really mean that. Doesn't mean it just means not processed. Matzah is only as cool. That's not processed. But that's the language. Alam aliyah. The Rama even says there. Vafilu b'di'evad ish lasar. Right, the Rama in Hilchas Pesach even b'di'evad no matzah in the processing because of the chashash that it could cause a chimutz. The Rama, even though we just said here in the last line that the kamish shiuro of the diftera is to write a get, the Rama says in Ebenezer, we should mention this at least once in here in Maseches Gittin, the minhag, what we should do is to write a get on klaf that is right to write a sefer Torah on. Kuf chaf dalet, sif beiz, the Rama says you're allowed to write a get on anything, as we just said. Our Mishnah says you can write it on leaves, you can write it on anything, write it on the arm of an Eved, and give it the Eved, write it on the horn of a cow, write all that. But the Rama says, V'yesh l'chadchila, yesh l'kosvo al klaf misukan l'sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos. And the Menosei Kelim point out, it doesn't mean that it was made for that, because that you're not allowed to do. It was made just as well, it was processed just as well, as you would use a klaf for sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah. Avalo b'inan m'uba l'shma. It doesn't have to be processed lishma, aval ein ikuv b'davar zeh. Va'afilu emnechtav al niyar shekorin paper, b'chol ksav kosher. Right, so the Rama says, you know, you can write it on anything, make or a din. But the minhag is to write it on real klaf. Okay, let's continue. There's more about Hilchos Shabbos and Hotzah, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara v'chachamim machshirin, man chachamim. So who are in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that the chachamim allow you to write it on a cloth that is forgeable, right? That is machuk. So man chachamim, who are these chachamim? Amar Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar, the Amora, says, Rebbe Elazari. It's Rebbe Elazar, the Tana. To Amar Edim Asira Karsi. And therefore, as we know, the chasimas, even if they're forgeable, it's okay, because the Edim Isira will testify that the krisis occurred, and that there wasn't any funny business, and it's exactly what happened, as it is recorded, and the Edim Isira will save the day, so there's nothing to worry about. V'yamar Rebbe Elazar, lo yechzer Rebbe Elazar, elo la'alter, avo mikan v'adasara yamim lo. But then there's a limit. Maybe the Edim Isira should only be good if it's right away. But if it's later on, if it's 10 days or more later, you should not say they're good. Chashino dilma havi beit tana viziyafte. Maybe there was a tanai and they forged it and they forgot. Right? If it's not right away, maybe we have to be nervous that there was something there that was forged. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu mikan v'adasara yamim. No, you don't have to worry. Dim isa dahavi beit tanai midkar tekire. If there was anything, they would remember. They would remember. They're not going to forget everything. Right away. There is a discussion. The Chazon Ish writes in Siman Lamed Zayin here in Evan Ezer. What do the Edim remember here? What do the Edim remember? So the he says if they remember everything that was on the document. So what's the Havamina of? Oh, maybe they forgot. It's Edus. If people are giving Edus, we trust them. And if they don't remember anything, obviously they don't remember anything. So the discussion must be where they remember. Basically, but not all the details. That must be the case under discussion here. Because if it's either extreme, then there's no shaila. It must be they remember they were Edim on a get. They don't remember exactly were there other issues that were conditions that might have been made involved in the get. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas is whether people forget. Would this be the same machlokas the Sharam Siyana Balacha asks by writing down Torah? There is a machlokas. There is a psak. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and others. Are you allowed to write different Torah on Chol HaMoed? There's an Isser Ksiv on Chol HaMoed for no V'zal L'Zorach HaMoed. What about different Torah? So the poskim say yes. Why? Ein lecha davar ha'avid gadol mizeh. There's no greater item that if you don't do it now, it's going to get lost. Right? Torah is pearls. It's diamonds. So of course you have to write it. But one second. Are you going to forget? Our Gemara. You're going to forget. You're not going to forget. It sounds like you're not going to forget. So the Sharm Siyana Balacha says, no, you find in Chagiga Tezvav, Divrei Torah Nochin La'abdam. If you're not focused on Torah, you know, we're going to forget it. Right? Pirush Rashi had a Shichacha, Matzinu Bazeh, Harbe B'divrei Chazal, Denoach L'Shachacha, Uvei Prat and Yonim D'Toli B'Svaris. You know, Torah is very easy to forget. And therefore, no matter what you say here about an event, right, you might not say that by Torah. We'll get more. Let's just finish and then I'll make one more comment about that. Amazing comment. Let's first continue. V'yam Rebbe Elazar, let's just get to the Mishnah. Lo hichshir Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar in our Mishnah allowed ksav she'efshar lehizdayef. Ela begitin, only by get, because of the Edi Mesira. Avo b'shar shtaris lo, but by shtar shtaris, even though there are Edi Mesira. The Rishonim explained that. This doesn't mean that Rebbe Elazar doesn't say Hishita all over. Rebbe Elazar allows Ksav She'efshel is Daif only by Gittin. But by other Shtaros, there's a special din that inherently, even though there are Edi Mesira, it cannot be something that can be forged. Dichsiv, Unisatem Beklicharis Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabim, it can't be forged. Why? Rashi says, because other Shtaros are used L'Raya, not just to be Matir right away, and therefore it's got to be a full-fledged Raya. Tosva says, but I don't understand, there are Edi Mesira. Tosva says, I think it's a Gzeres HaKasef. Gzeres HaKasef based on a pasuk in Yirmiyo, that any other Shtaras has to be there to be able to stand. Yamim Rabim, not based on a Svara. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Afilu B'Shtaras, even my Shtaras, Rabbi Elazar said, Ishita. V'yoksev L'man Yamdu Yamim Rabim, Hazem Eitz HaTov HaKam Ashbolon. It's just a good advice. The Edi Mesira aren't around. But, Meikir Adin, you don't need it. Once we're talking about to remember or not to remember, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Siach HaSadeh, he has a couple of volumes of a bunch of like 10 little svarim on fascinating different, every time the Marsha says Kuf Lamed, what does he mean? Kalahavin Kashalavin, a whole sefer. Every time Tosafot quotes a Medrash throughout Shas, that he doesn't go where the Medrash is, I'll tell you where the Medrash is. So he also has a 5-page sefer there called Kuntris Sefer Zikaron. What does that mean? He lists off 28 things that Chazal mentioned are good for memory, and 37 things that are difficult for memory. Dvarim akashim l'shichacham, mubarim divrei chazal. V'chol ha-shayach l'zeh. And he quotes on the first page. He says, we know that inyan shichacha b'torah nivra l'tovas ha'adam. Forgetting Torah is for our good. Because imagine if we would learn something once, we wouldn't have to push ourselves and kill ourselves on it, and we just remember it. The fact that we forget it, we don't leave. Right? We'll have to keep going the rest of our lives. And then he quotes, the Medrash Mishlei says, La asid lavo yaz kiru kol mashalamad. Right? After 120, we get back all the Torah that we learned, even if we forgot it, as long as we didn't forget it on purpose. As long as we wanted to remember it all. Miyu pashit, the zedafkim, chazar talmudo, va'asa kol mashabiyadalasos, v'shachach meones, maskirin lo, avalim nis'atzel, v'lo chazar karoi, lo yada, gamacharkach. Right? If we didn't push ourselves and try to remember it, then it's not going to work. And therefore he says, lochein mitzvah, lishtadil b'chol kocho, shalo yishkach talmudo. We have to do what we have, we have to try, he says, he quotes the Sifri, shikshem sha'adam tzarach lizar b'salo, shalo yovat. You don't want your money to get lost. Right? If your wallet gets lost, so if you lose some Torah, kachi adam tzarach lizar b'talmudo, shelo yovad. And because of this, ra'isi kitov lasof kol advarim shemuvarim b'chazal shetovim lizikaron. And he quotes kedaka b'kodesh, everything, right, that works, the 28 things that help, the ones that are logical, the ones that are Kabbalistic. He quotes Gemaris, anava yiret shamayim, tfila, miyatainiv, chazara, lahotzi bapeh, luma b'koron, luma b'zakneses, luma b'tsina, luma me'rav echad. He quotes others, rogil b'pashachris. Right, others, not logical, mistakel bifnei tzaddik, right, looking at a tzaddik helps, and he says maybe that's why David is called Tov Roi, the Medrash says. Anybody who saw him remembered his limud. To say Ava Rabba, so also he quotes that from the Tameh HaMenhagim, right, and to make sure to say the Bnei Rav Papa after the Siyam Masechta, right, properly, Girsa Yankasa, he quotes many others. And then he has a whole 3 pages on all the 37 things that are difficult, that cause you to forget. And again, he has the logical ones, Kaz, Daga, Gaiva, Eino Chozer Alimudo, but then he has the more Kabbalistic ones of, eating certain things and putting clothing on in certain ways and not drawing your hands, other things that leaving your safer open, right? That's a source, Kaz L'Shicha, what does that mean? Totally open, what if you want to come back soon? Either way, this is Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Zikaron. Okay, we'll stop here, Beth Hashem, and we will continue with the last full daf here in the second parak tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.